This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean, and we've got special co-hosts in the studio with us, the lovely Jemima Handful and Lisa Mann.
Hi.
Hello.
Now, we have a double pass to give away to go and see Work the World, the drag race, huge drag race show that's happening on February 8th at the Palais Theatre. And we've been asking you, what would your debut drag number be if you were going to be performing in it? And we got a message, didn't we, Robbie?
We did. We get a message from Troy who says, Dean, apparently there's nobody else here. Dean,
take it personally. I'm a very big personality.
I've had two options in my mind since seeing my first drag show. Number one is Dreamer by Living Joy. If only to master the lyrics. And number two that would possibly win out is My Hair Looks Fierce by Amanda Lepore.
Such a good
Ooh,
song.
That's a good track.
It's great.
That's
great.
That's very nice.
The performance would, of course, feature multiple quick costume and wig changes.
Oh.
Really putting yourself up against it for your first performance
That's a high bar.
Matt also wrote in and said, my opening number would be But I Am a Good Girl from Music Palace.
Oh, there we go.
That's probably better for your first track. So it's a bit slower.
Yeah, these are very good choices. Very good choices. And they're both in the draw to go and see Work the World on February 8th at the Palais Theatre. They're also performing all around Australia. They've got everywhere. So Australia and New Zealand, you can go to VossEvents.com to get yourself some tickets. Hey, but
now sis it out, wow.
Hit us up on 0427 Joy 9. Is that 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au to go into the draw. We're going to be finding out who our winner is at 6:30. What would your debut drag number be? But enough about that. We have Jemima here in the studio, and Jemima, you're doing a midsummer show, aren't you?
I am indeed. It's a pretty spectacular show, if I do say this, called After Dark.
Because, you know, midsummer, there's so much going on. There's gigs left and right. Why not put a show on as well?
Absolutely. just to add another layer to everything. No, After Dark is the name of the show. It's a drag cabaret experience is what we're trying to create. So it's trying to take drag out of sort of the club sort of environment into a more theatrical, theatre-based thing and
That's
more
exciting.
Of an experience rather than just a show. So it's got some fabulous performers, myself, Amina J, who, you know, most of you should know, you know, from Emerson.
Everywhere.
Penny Sillin. Of course, Millie Minogue will be making a small appearance in it. Wow. Yes.
Right. She just walks across the stage. Yeah.
Well, if you say her name three times, she shows up. So I guess she accidentally wrote
absolutely.
It into the script.
And of course, our creative director is Daytona, also known as Corey McKinnon. So it's a show produced by CM Entertainment and the Space Dance Centre. And it's going to be at the Sky Deck on the 24th, 25th and the 26th of this month, which is like next weekend.
Yeah.
It's quite
That's
scary.
Next week, which is pretty cool.
It is. And when I say this show is full out, it's full out. I've had to dust off the old dancing shoes for this one and I am very, very excited to show what we've created. It's five girls, five boys, and just an hour and a half of just craziness.
Can I just say that I was lucky enough to see a little bit of behind-the-scenes footage the other day?
You have, yes.
And you are not kidding. This is a full-blown, high-intensity choreographed. It looked stunning. It looked really great.
Well, then I'm glad I'm going on opening night because I reckon you'll just all retire.
But we're going to be wrecked. Absolutely wrecked. But I'm super, super proud of this show. Like, having my dance career and then stopping that and falling into drag and now really being able to combine the two into this really, really spectacular show. I'm super, super proud and I would really love as many people to see it as possible because it's drag just on another level, just a grander. So sort of like if, you know, Daytona was the creative mind behind all the Greyhound shows. So if you did see like the Disney show, which was in my mind.
Oh my God, the Disney show was amazing.
Was one of the best drag shows in history. I'm just going to say it. It's sort of that level again, but we're taking it more in the cabaret sense and a little bit more of an experience. So it's not just us on stage. There is a little bit of, you know, interaction.
That's so exciting. And I love that you have also brought up, you know, that past experience doing these big shows at the GH. And so it just gives everyone an idea of what you're actually going to get to come and see.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really huge.
Yeah, so we take sort of a journey through different eras, you know, such things like Velma Kelly, you know, Dita Von Teese, Jessica Ooh. Rabbit, Marilyn Monroe.
Are you going to be Jessica Rabbit?
I'm not. I should be. I'm the most voluptuous. but I'm actually going to be giving you a lot of Miss Velma Kelly, actually.
Oh, nice.
Have there been any fights for people wanting those those prime roles?
Not really, because it's actually like everyone is cast in the way that they're shining. So I think Daytona has done a really, really incredible job at casting the show and putting the show together. So everyone really is in, you know, in their realm and being able to really shine and produce an incredible show.
That's so exciting. I mean, you barely ever do drag, so it's great.
I know. I'm going to have to try and do that thing called maquillage, you know.
Yes.
We'll see how that turns out.
I'm going to be here on a Saturday night. I am excited.
Well, you're pumped too. So we've got Friday, Saturday. Robbie? Saturday.
I haven't booked yet. Oh. I have to figure out which day. I'm definitely
going. Come
on
this Saturday though. And then we'll have it sisterly.
Yes, absolutely.
Plans made on air. Here we go.
Well, just like with every other Midsummer show, just like with every other Midsummer show, you can grab yourself tickets at midsummer.org.au. There is so much going on, but you know what? I know we often say, oh, well, I can just go and see a drag show for free. I can just go and see at your local venue, but you're not going to see something like this. Yeah,
this is definitely an experience.
I've been hearing about the rehearsal and the rehearsal schedule for the last couple of months, and that's what makes it all the more exciting. You know, it's not to say that our queens don't do their hard work on their week-to-week gigs, but when they put this work in to make this big extravaganza, it's just exciting to go and see. So it's called After Dark.
Absolutely.
You can see it at the Space Dance and Arts Centre.
Absolutely, at the Sky Deck. We have two different types of seating available as well. We have our tables for that real cabaret feel, and we also, of course, have our theatre seating.
I like a table because then you can manspread.
Manspread under
which
the
I think
table.
Is really important.
I do that anyway.
But it's really exciting. It's on next week, so why not get yourself some tickets?
Yeah.
It starts at 7:30, so it's done, you know, within an hour and a half, and then you can sort of do whatever you want after that. But
jumble it in with some other Midsummer shows. There's stuff happening for, as you said, Dean, 22 days. So.
Well, I'm also, may as well just bring up next week for 5 days, the Melbourne Spiegel Tent has their Rainbow Families Hub. I'm going to be doing sing-along drag time. There's Queerioki, the fabulous Sarah Ward
/
Yana Alana has some great stuff lined up as well. There's been doing some great singing things with people. So there's a whole lot going on. So if you're a part of a Rainbow Family or want to bring your niece and nephew somewhere, why not bring them along to Melbourne Spiegel Tent next week? You can get all your details via the Midsummer website.
Absolutely. And don't forget, if you want to get involved in today's competition, a double pass to see Work the World, the RuPaul Drag Race Extravaganza Tour.
Dwag Race
coming to Melbourne on the 8th of February. I'm Daffy Duck now.
It was waskily.
Performing all around Australia and New Zealand, but at the Palais Theatre on the 8th of Feb.
Absolutely. You can let us know what your first drag track would be or was on 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au.
You have to be a Joy member and you can't have won anything in the last 7 days. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean and Jemima and Lisa on Joy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.